America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, the Girl Guides have a fundraising supper coming up this Friday. We speak with Leanne Kumka, the Girl Guide leader for Fort McMurray area, to discuss the event as well as a couple of Girl Guides will also join the show. And wrapping up the show is Tyler Spitzer. He is the co-chair for the Canadian U21 Curling Championships coming to Fort McMurray. Joining me on the phone here today, Leanne Kumka. She is a Girl Guide leader in Fort McMurray. Leanne, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. I understand the Girl Guides are putting together a fundraising dinner. What can you tell me about it?
Sure. Well, we've got a group of Girl Guides. So they're aged 10 to 14, and a few of them have gotten together. They've gotten a little bit of a travel bug. So we've decided that we're going to take them on a trip that they may not otherwise get to do, and we're going to take them down to Banff. So we've got 48 kids and adults that are getting together and going on this trip. And in order to help pay for it, they've decided to do a spaghetti dinner fundraiser. So we're just coming today to talk a little bit about the spaghetti dinner fundraiser.
So with the funds going towards the trip, maybe just talk about, some of the other programs that the Girl Guides do around Fort McMurray.
Yeah, so Girl Guides is a fantastic organization. It starts with kids that are in about 5 years old and goes right up to kids that are 18 years old. And they meet typically once a week. And the organization is really about having an opportunity for girls to try out different parts of the program and get outside, try camping, try new skills, explore who they are, and really make new friends and just really have a great time together. So part of they meet once a week, and then part of with Girl Guides is when they get a little bit older, we start taking them on trips. And with trips, we usually try and have them explore something different, give back to the community, and just really practice their leadership skills.
What inspired you to become involved with the Girl Guides organization in the leadership role you have?
Yeah, I was actually a Girl Guide when I was growing up. So I went all the way through the program then when I was in elementary school and junior high school. And then when we moved here to Fort McMurray, my kids got involved in Girl Guides. And one of the best ways to make sure that your kids get a lot out of the program is to volunteer yourself. So we have a lot of volunteers that come out on a weekly basis, and some of them have kids in Girl Guides, and some of them may have been Girl Guides themselves and just want to give back and help the kids have a really amazing opportunity.
So what do you believe sets Girl Guides apart from other youth programs that are available in Fort McMurray?
It's really just a wonderful opportunity to... There's so many great areas where they can explore who they are, get outside. We take them camping. They learn independence. They learn how to do all sorts of skills. Like with our group, we've taken them to a kitchen and just learned some basic cooking skills. When they go outside, they learn camping skills, how to pitch a tent, how to make gadgets in the wilderness. And they're always part of leaving it better than we found it. So they like to do a lot of community service. So they're always looking for projects that they can do and they can give back to the community and leave it better than they found it.
I also wanted to ask, if someone wanted to get involved as a leader or a volunteer with the Girl Guides, what are some of those steps?
Yeah, actually right now Girl Guides has a fantastic opportunity where you can come and try it. So for any girls who would be interested, they're available to come out and try a meeting and see what Girl Guides is all about. And actually they have started that for volunteering as well. Girl Guides is always looking for leaders, and now they have an opportunity for leaders to come out and try and see what it's like to be a leader. So you can kind of try it out and see what they do in a meeting and what the organization is like. And then if they decide that they want to become leaders, there's an application process that a leader would go through just to join a group and help with the kids.
While we have made a lot of progress when it comes to equality, why isn't it so important to continue building on that confidence and character in girls today?
You know, for girls today, there's so many opportunities, and it's so important to make sure that we continue to build their independence, build their confidence, build their skills, that whatever they decide to do in life, that they have the confidence and skills to be able to do it and become contributing members of society and really make places like Fort McMurray a fantastic place for their friends, for themselves, for their families. And Girl Guides really gives an opportunity to be able to improve all those skills and to also make fantastic friends. Some of the friends that I made in Girl Guides, I still keep in touch with many, many years later.
And your organization has been around for such a long time. I imagine there's quite a few big success stories when it comes to Girl Guides as well.
Yeah, I would say, you know, Girl Guides is across Canada, and you know, there's links, of course, to Scouts in Girl Scouts in the U.S. and Scouting WAGS, which is the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. You know, they offer opportunities to travel to some of the world centers that are in different parts of the world, England, India, Africa. And it's a really great way to connect with like-minded people and to explore different parts of the world. Yeah, it's a really fantastic organization that really offers a lot of opportunities for many, you know, girls and women. So, yeah.
And maybe this isn't 100% fair, but when you think Girl Guides, you got to think the Girl Guide cookies that have to be pretty quick have to be available here soon. So I guess when are those Girl Guide cookies becoming available for the spring?
Yeah, we're expecting the traditional sandwich cookies, the vanilla and chocolate ones, very soon in the springtime. So definitely look out for us. We will have the kids will go door to door, definitely selling their sandwich cookies, and we will definitely be out there selling them to help raise funds for this trip that the kids are planning. We'll be at some of the grocery stores and around town, so we can help anyone with their Girl Guide cookie craving.
Yeah, just feel free to swing by the radio station here, and we'll definitely be willing to help out with the proceeds for sure. Any final details people should know about your fundraising dinner coming up here?
Yeah, so we have a spaghetti dinner that's coming up on Friday, February 9th. It's going to be at Our Ladies of the River School. The doors will open at 6 p.m. Dinner will be at 6:30. And the kids have been a fantastic part of planning the event. They've organized the food, they've organized the decor, they've organized some entertainment, they've made a bunch of crafts to sell, they've solicited some of their friends and family for some fantastic silent auction items, and they're just really excited to be able to do this for their family and their friends and the local community to help raise some money for their trip.
Leanne Kumka, the Girl Guide leader for the Fort McMurray area, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more next on Fort McMurray Matters. Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today, Zoe Zaharchuk. She's a Girl Guide in Fort McMurray. Zoe, how are you doing here today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, just swell. Thank you so much, Zoe, for taking the time to talk to us about your fundraising dinner you guys have coming up. Tell me about that Girl Guides fundraising dinner that you have coming up on Friday.
It's a fundraiser for our trip to Banff. It's held at Our Lady of the River School, and all the food will be from Smoke and Buster. And tickets are $20. $10 and under are $15, and $2 and under are $5.
Have you helped out with a fundraiser like this before?
I've done like little stuff in the past, so this is the first big year because before COVID I was too young for it. So yeah, this is like one of our big ones. This is like my first big one.
I imagine you've been in Girl Guides for quite some time. Is there any, you know, particular highlights you'd like to share?
Well, we did May Rally last year and it was really fun, and our bus broke down 2 times, which was really fun. I love it when we do like improv nights. Those are some of my favorites, and camps, of course.
You mentioned the bus breaking down. I mean, obviously, you know, that's a tough situation, but, you know, it's pretty good to hear that, you know, Girl Guides like yourself kind of make the best of those situations.
Yeah, definitely. I think I liked the bus breaking down just because it was just such a fun experience, like with my friends. Because, like, you know, you're on a bus full of your friends, and then it gets delayed, so you're with all your friends for even longer. It's fun.
I'm glad y'all could make the best of that situation. I guess, why did you want to take part in the Girl Guides to begin with?
Honestly, I don't remember because I was that little. I don't remember. My mom put me in it, and I think it was because I needed more social stuff. But I stuck with it because it gives you really big variety. Like tonight, we just did henna, and like it got me into acting, so that was a highlight.
And so I guess why have you stuck with it for so many years?
Honestly, just because of the friends that I made along the way. It's fun. I like selling cookies. I like eating them. It's like one of my favorite parts. And just the variety that you get to do over the years, because like each year is different because you age up. So like if I was in Girl Guides the year younger than what I am now, I wouldn't be able to do henna.
That's good to, you know, hear. I wanted to ask about the Girl Guide cookies. Do you have a favorite, chocolate or vanilla?
I like Thin Mints.
Ooh, the Thin Mints. That's a out of left field answer. I was not expecting that. for sure. What's one thing that, you know, you look forward to with Girl Guide cookie time?
I look forward to not being able to sell them all and just having so many in our basement, and then I can snack on them when I feel like it. That's what I look forward to. And seeing like how people react when we go door to door and seeing like what they say and their reactions to cookies, because some people get really hyped about it. Like I've had people jumping for joy when we were there with the cookies.
Alrighty, awesome, Zoe. Thank you again for the time here tonight. Anything else you'd want to add about you know, being part of the Girl Guides or your fundraising supper coming up?
I'm really excited for it. I'm really excited to see how the decorations turn out. And yeah, thank you.
Awesome, Zoe. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Joined here by Elise Gooby. She's a Girl Guide in Fort McMurray. Elise, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. Tell me about your fundraising dinner you guys have coming up.
So we are fundraising for a trip for a bunch of us to go to Banff over the summer for a week to do some great activities.
What are some of those activities you plan on doing in Banff?
We have plans to do gondola riding and whitewater rafting and going to the hot springs and so much more.
I imagine this kind of dinner is a bit of an annual thing to kind of help out with the various trips. Have you helped out with something like this before?
This is one of my first like really big fundraisers, but this is also the first spaghetti dinner that Guides is doing here in Fort McMurray.
So that's got to be exciting, right? So you're part of something new.
Yeah.
What made you want to get into Girl Guides in the first place?
I started Girl Guides way back when I was like 5 years old in Sparks. And once I joined, I fell in love with it immediately. And 8 years later, here I am doing it again.
And so what made you really fall in love with Girl Guides?
Just being around a bunch of people who are great friends to me and being able to have so many opportunities and memories that I'm remember to this day.
Yeah, I imagine some of those activities are pretty fun. Do you have a favorite one?
I went to a camp near Edmonton over the summer for a week called Camp Tangle Tree, and I made some amazing friends and had some really awesome memories from there.
Alrighty, awesome. Do you have any other memorable experiences with Girl Guides that you want to share?
I find whenever we do arts and crafts and learn about things from all around the world, I just find it very intriguing and interesting, and it's very fun.
Say someone at your school or, you know, another girl listening to this is interested in Girl Guides, but she's kind of on the fence. What would you say to them?
I would say to try it out. Like, it's a great idea to try it out. And I feel like anyone who joins will fall in love with it because it's like a sisterhood.
It's like a sisterhood. That's a great way to explain it. Would you want to just elaborate on that and, you know, kind of share about those bonds that you've made with fellow Girl Guides?
We end up growing so close that we're all here for each other, and we're all kind to each other, and we all support each other, and it's like a big family.
Looking ahead, Girl Guide cookie season's coming up here. Are you excited to get out and sell some Girl Guide cookies?
I'm very excited. I love walking door to door and selling cookies.
And I mean, you gotta have a box or two yourself, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite, vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Alrighty, good to hear. Elise, anything else you want to add about your fundraising dinner coming up here?
So our spaghetti dinner is going to be on the 9th of this month at Our Lady of the Rivers from 6 to 8. And tickets are for 2 and under is $5, 10 and under is $15, and adults are $20. Anyone's welcome to come to enjoy spaghetti and some dinner entertainment that Girl Guides will be showing off their talents for. And our silent auction.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the time here today, Elise.
You're welcome.
Coming up, my conversation with Tyler Spitzer, next on Fort McMurray Matters. Yeah. And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Tyler Spitzer. He's the co-chair of the U21 Curling Championships coming to Fort McMurray. Tyler, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing well as well. Thank you so much, Tyler. I imagine excitement is building with this event coming up so soon. What can you tell me about the Canadian U21 Curling Championships coming up in Fort McMurray?
Well, this event is the national championships for the highest level of junior curling in Canada. So it's both men's and women's. And we will have 18 teams of each, so 36 teams in total. And it will. They will come from every province and territory across Canada, so it will be well represented, and we are very excited to host them.
What does it mean to get to host this event again? As I understand, this was held in 2013.
That's correct. It means a lot because, first of all, it shows the confidence that Curling Canada has in us to bring it back, because it was a wonderful event in 2013, and it's going to be a wonderful event again here in 2024. And we're always excited to bring people to our community and showcase what we're all about and what we have up here. And when you can bring all these curlers, and they all come with families, grandparents, parents, siblings, and friends. So anytime you can bring that many people to your city and show what your city is all about, I just think it generates a lot of goodwill and a lot of positivity.
For someone who has never been to an event like this before, how would you best describe it?
It is a, I don't want to say it's intense. It'll be intense by the time you get to the playoffs on the final weekend. But for the kids, this is probably the biggest event that they will have played in to date. Some of these players will go on to play at a national level in men's and women's, and you'll see them on the big TV networks. In 2013, the two champions that we ended up having up here are now two of the best on two of the best teams in the world. So you're basically seeing the future stars now, and we will get to see them up close and personal just before they become really big international stars.
And again, these curlers often become superstars of the sport. You know, the best example being 2013's champion Matt Dunstone, as well as 2013's women's champion Corinne Brown. So this is really a chance to see the future, isn't it?
This is where, you know, basically they break through and get their start. I mean, they've all had to qualify through their provincial playdowns to get here. Some of them may have already been at a Canadian U21 championship. We won't know that until we see who qualifies here in early March. But Matt Dunstone, as you alluded to, is one of the biggest names in the curling world today. And I still remember when he won the finals here in 2013. We have this iconic shot of him jumping up in the air when he made the game-winning shot. And now he's a household name everywhere. And I would expect that whoever wins this event will be the same here a few years down the road.
Are there any plans for a celebration around the junior championships, similar to what we'd see at the Scotties or Brier?
Well, it's slightly smaller than the Scotties or the Brier, but I mean, it will be a big deal if you come down to McDonald Island, where we are hosting it at the arena and the curling club. You know, there's events all week. There are parties. You'll see all the parents will be decked out in their provincial gear. They themselves will have events kind of celebrating what their provinces are all about in the evening time. And there will be a lot of excitement all day for that entire week.
Teams from Alberta have won the most junior titles and are tied with Saskatchewan on the women's side. It's got to be a good feeling to provide that home ice advantage to Alberta's best junior teams.
Yeah, they'll be excited wherever they come from in Alberta. Certainly, this is like home for them, even though, you know, they might not be from Fort McMurray. When they come here and they see, you know, the Alberta flag, which is hanging up in McDonald Island, you know, it is essentially like they're at home. So I know they appreciate it in 2013, and I imagine it'll be the same here in 2024.
Fort McMurray, as remote of a destination as it is, it's got to be a cool feeling to be that destination for an event like this.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about this event is that because every province and territory is represented, so all the Maritimes, none of it, Northwest Territories, Yukon, and you bring people from every part of Canada to come up to Fort McMurray, where they probably wouldn't come up here otherwise, simply because we are maybe slightly off of the map. We're not a major city like Edmonton or Calgary in Alberta. So this is a chance to bring them here and show what Fort McMurray is really about. So, I mean, it's sport first for this event, but certainly there's a huge community piece to bring this many people here and showcase everything that we're having. I know when they leave here, they will leave here with a better impression of Fort McMurray than when they arrived.
For those who are maybe new to the sport of curling, why should they be interested in this event?
Because this is this is the biggest event in junior curling in Canada. Canada is also the biggest supporter of curling in the world. So to see kids compete at the highest level in their chosen sport is special, and they will remember it for the rest of their lives. And the excitement that you will feel as you're walking around watching, you know, who's winning this game, who's winning that game, it's special. I mean, this means this for kids is the equivalent of the Olympics or any of the highest levels championship in a sport. So for people to get to see that up close and personal, it's just something that you won't forget.
Are you in need of volunteers? If so, how can they sign up?
Yeah, we definitely need volunteers. We need a lot of them. If anybody is interested, they can go to the McDonald Island website. They can go to the Fort McMurray Oil Sands Curling Club website, and we have links there that they can look up and click on. And there would also be a space for more information if they want. And yeah, we certainly can't put on an event like this without volunteers, and we sincerely appreciate anybody that is interested and come out and help us for that week.
For those looking at purchasing tickets, how can they do so?
And they can do that on the McDonald Island website as well. Everything will be listed there. They can get an event pass or daily passes if they prefer. And all the information is on there.
Tyler Spitzer, the co-chair of the U21 Curling Championships coming to Fort McMurray. Anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I said it a couple times. I'll say it one more time. We're so excited to have this event. I would really encourage people to come out and see it. It will be a fun 8 days.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much, Tyler, for your time here today.
Thank you, Ryan.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to all of my guests for joining the show here today. We'll have another busy show coming up for you tomorrow, so please stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.